There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Yeah, you do. The texts are coming in. It's Elizabeth and Radar. It is Text Roulette, brought to you by Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever, here on The Mix. Get your anonymous questions in now. What can we help solve for you today? It's a group effort. We read your question on the air. We give our best take, and then we look for your advice, your life experience. Help somebody else out. So I'm going to hit refresh here, Radar. Let's spin that roulette wheel.
Here we go. Oh.
We've got three more that just came in.
23.
All right. All right. I see your questions. Oh, there
page number two.
Okay. Can I just say, by the way, there are some really awesome questions that came in, but we've got to stick to the numbers. That's what we rolled on.
Yeah, yeah. But keep your text coming in to the Siding Unlimited text line, 414-432-1099. We could land on yours.
We could, because here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
We do this every weekday, 6:20 and 8:20. So you definitely want to keep sending those questions in.
Heck yeah.
Okay, this one this morning is about a proposal. And we only know the information that you give us.
Careful.
So we might follow up and ask some more questions here.
Careful. Keep names out of things. Make sure there's language.
It says, my boyfriend proposed to me on New Year's, but my family says red flag since he's been married and divorced 3 times. What can I tell my family to convince them this will work? So on paper... Because we only know what you tell us on paper. You could see what a family member would say. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Why are you getting engaged to this person?
What's their backstory? Married and divorced 3 times. What?
You know what though? Here's what I would say to that. Having been married and divorced before, you can look at anything on paper and tell yourself whatever story you want. It really comes down at the end of the day to the people in the relationship. Are they willing to communicate? Are they do they have a high emotional intelligence?
Yeah.
Do they know each other's love languages? Are they willing to grow and work and stay committed through the hard times? We don't know the story. Why did the divorces happen? We don't know the ages of these people. And what can I tell my family to convince them? You can't convince them. All you can do is let them feel how they're going to feel and just say, hey, time will tell.
Bring
the boyfriend around. Actions speak louder than words. You're looking at words on paper and it makes you think, whoa, okay, what are you getting yourself into? But you've got to trust your gut, and they may not like who you're going to marry, even if they haven't been married or divorced 3 times.
Well, I mean, Elizabeth, you do have to kind of say, okay, there are some family members that will do that kind of thing where you tell them, hey, I'm bringing a new person around. Here's their background, and right away they go, married and divorced three times? Not like a spouse passed away or something? What's going on behind closed
doors
here?
There's definitely reason to want to ask some questions, for sure, because that's not common. You don't hear that all the time.
Yeah, and it might not be, like, you can see cat people. Check out their Wisconsin Circuit Court.
No, look up their divorce records. And,
right, but I mean,
but it doesn't always say what the heck really is going on.
That's what I mean. You don't know exactly what's going on. Oh, there's the divorce. There it is. It's not going to say, well, it's because of this, it's because of that. So you don't really know everything. So this person could be, I see what the family may be saying. Hey, that's a red flag. Are they not talking about, like, what happened in the past? You just want to put the past in the past? Don't want it to happen to you. Okay. I think that's what they're trying to tell this texter. Don't want you to be falling into this.
We understand the why, but their actual question was, what can I tell my family to convince them this will work? And what I'm saying is, you can't. You really can't. You need to just look at them and say, hey, I need you to trust me. I need you to trust me. I believe this will work.
And you
have to accept that they're coming from a point of view where they're protective of you and they don't want to see you get hurt.
But if you're like a parent, maybe you're saying, hey, okay, tell us a little bit more and then we'll go ahead and see if you can convince me on this because I want what's best for you. And, you know, you don't want to let your kids down type of thing. Sometimes parents will sit there and say, okay, let's try and understand this and try and make this work. I'm trying to put myself like in their shoes, like if it's my kid that comes to me and says this, what could they say to convince me? And I don't know, I want my kid to be happy, right?
And that's really
the
bottom line. And I could understand it'd be hard to go forward with something when you don't feel like you have the support of your family members because you love them and care about them.
There's got to be something
look,
you can say that,
you
oh,
could also,
I get it.
You could also have the quote-unquote perfect engagement. You met in college, you're in your 20s, your careers are established, you aren't living together before you get married, and you may have all the support in the world. No, I'm here to tell you, you're still going to have that one relative that's either jealous or I don't like him or this, it's not going to work out. You're not going to make everybody happy.
You know what you can tell your family? Prenup. Just one word. Prenup. All right, 414-432-1099, the Siding Unlimited text line. You can also call that number as well. Let us know what you would tell our texter. And Elizabeth, the question again.
My boyfriend proposed to me on New Year's, but my family says red flag since he's been married and divorced three times. What can I tell my family to convince them this will work?
My boyfriend proposed to me on New Year's, but my family says red flag since he's been married and divorced three times. But what can I tell my family to convince them this is going to work? It's text roulette. That's the text that we got. It's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. We have said our piece, and so now it's time for you to say your piece. And my piece, basically, I was saying, hey, maybe. You always say the third time's a charm. This would be the fourth time, but maybe. Maybe this person just needs to get back on the right track, and maybe this would really work out for her.
And I stand by as someone that's been divorced. Don't judge anybody on anything based on what you see on paper. You don't know the circumstances. And someone that gets divorced also tells me they aren't someone that's going to settle. They want something better for themselves. They want a better relationship. And I don't think this person can tell their family anything. Time will tell, and actions will speak louder than any words you can say.
Life happens. All right. So is it a red flag since this guy's been married and divorced three times? Kathy, you're up first.
Well, my head says, you know, no way, turn and run. But my heart says, hey, you know, maybe, clearly he doesn't have commitment issues. You know, he can make a commitment, which is good. He wants to be married. And maybe he's just very clear on if something doesn't work, he's not going to waste anybody's time, you know.
Yes.
And he's, you know what I mean? Like, I don't, you know, it sounds, it's, but in this day and age, people are have more information and
sure.
They can, you know, and maybe he's like, look, this isn't, you know, it could be his sign too. You know, some signs, they make commitments, like a Taurus might commit longer.
Oh, you're going into the stars with this one.
Yeah, but you know what though? If this listener has already said yes, it tells me it's not a red flag for them. And that's all that really does matter, because there are times you may be getting married for the first time and you're going to have a relative that's going to have opinions.
Yep.
Newsflash, you're never going to make every single person happy. And I know your family members love you. And at their core, in their framing of this, they're worried about you getting hurt. But let them be worried about it.
Yeah,
if you
want to
get married,
though.
Go get married.
It's kind of tough.
And
though.
I don't know that you're going to totally change their mind.
Yeah,
until time happens, until things start happening.
Kathy, what would you tell the family? I mean, what can this mixed listener say? Like, hey, family, I'm trying to convince you here. This is going to work.
Well, look, I'm not, you know, the family's not marrying him. She is.
Yeah.
And also, in my experience dating men who have been divorced, you know, they put the toilet seat down. They're very considerate. You know, they've already been trained quite a bit.
They don't want to go through that again. Yes.
They've been trained.
You know, the family will be probably welcome in the house, you know, because he has experience or he knows, you know, how to navigate that. But basically, it's between them and, you know, mazel tov or whatever. I think it's great.
It's almost like a competition with your family, too. You're like, oh, I will show you. I'm going to do what I can to keep this going.
And it's really true that it doesn't matter if you've been married or divorced before you go into your next relationship. I really don't think it does. It matters on how these two people are going to work together and grow together and communicate.
Yeah.
It is. Because guess what? People that get divorced for their first time didn't go into that relationship already divorced. That was their first marriage. So to look at this again on paper, we don't know any more context than what they sent us. I just get the sense that if this person's going to say yes, they're following hopefully their heart and their mind to say, no, I think this person is right for me, and we've grown and they've grown and we're going to make this work together. It's a commitment.
So the listener is anonymous, didn't give their name, but we're going to text back and say, we're saying go for it. And Kathy said, hey, the man is trained already. He's already putting the seat down. You know it.
Well, and again, the original question was worrying about the family. Your family is always going to love you no matter what, and they're going to always give you their opinions. You just have to look at it from their point of view and own up to what your decision is.
I still love it about the training thing, though. The family's going to sit there and say, give us one thing that we don't have to worry about that convinces us. He's going to put the toilet seat down.
He puts the toilet seat down. He's been trained.
Kathy, thanks a lot.
It's a big deal, especially in the winter.
Nancy, thanks for calling in with Text Roulette. What'd you want to say?
So I agree with you. You got to gather the facts. Find out. You know, is he willing to open up and communicate? Is there reasons he was divorced? Maybe he did it for his own well-being because she unfortunately went down a road of alcohol or something that he chose not to be part of.
Could be some kind of skeletons in the closet. Maybe. Sure, okay.
Right, right.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you gather your facts and you are content in the relationship and you see a future, the only one who can control is yourself. And if you're happy, that's all that matters.
So, Nancy, you're saying you gotta almost have a presentation to your family, not just, it's going to be fine. You have to have this big, long presentation to convince everybody. Should you have to do that?
Because it doesn't matter what you say, they're still going to have their own opinion.
Yes, that's my point.
Yeah.
And that's my point. I'm not saying that you want to ignore their reservations, but yes, they're going to have their opinions either way.
Yep.
Right. Well, thank you for calling in and sharing this. Have you been through anything like this in your own life?
Yes. I did. I was actually active duty military when I met the man of my dreams, and I found out he had 3 divorces under his belt.
Okay, and what'd you tell your family?
I told them all the truth, but he was active duty military, and the first two could not understand the deployment aspect, could not handle being alone at home. They were cheaters. So he left because he was serving his country, and they didn't support him.
Yeah, yeah. And so where did things end up with the two of you?
We still talk today, 36 years later.
Wow.
Whoa.
Well, okay. And thank you for your service and all of that and sharing your life experience to help someone else. We really appreciate it, Nancy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I wish her all the luck in the world.
Oh, thanks for calling in. Again, if you want to be a part of Text Roulette, you can call, you can text 414-432-1099. We appreciate it. And we're seeing messages that are coming in here, too, on the text line that are all saying a lot of the same things.
Yeah, Lynette in Racine, she loves texting in for Text Roulette. Lynette, we love it when you text in. You have great advice. It can be as simple as you grew apart. Just do what makes you happy.
Yep.
Just do it.
Yeah, really, it's your life at the end of the day, and you've got to do that. You know what? I heard a quote recently from Viola Davis.
Uh-huh.
Viola Davis was telling her daughter, when it comes to dating and being in relationships, you are the love of your life.
It's all about
you. Treat yourself that way.
You're the one who has to be happy.
So if you are happy and you know in your heart and in your mind that this is the right thing, you have to go with that.
And also, congrats, Lynette. She's been married 3 times.
Whoa.
And it sounds like she's happy, so we're good to go there.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice job,
there
Lynette.
There you go. It's all part of Tex Roulette. People helping people. It's brought to you by Amana Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. What question can we help solve for you? Send in your anonymous questions now. 414-432-1099. We could be reading yours later on the show.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool.